Blog Talk Radio.
I can keep on hiding, but I can't reach the surface. Everybody's living different, I just can't compare. Too much left to bottle, took another shot of pushing up, but I can't find a way to know.
It's happens every month, I don't really ask for much. I just need to touch. Climb in this hole, I don't wanna watch it go.
No, I don't wanna watch it. They just tell me
why I feel so stuck in my body's jumping. I can't change, no, I won't do it for no one. Driving, see you passing by, I just think that I deserve some change.
Hello and welcome to Sports Kingdom. I'm your host, Jim Breyer, the King. Today is February 8th, 2023. I'm happy to be along with you guys here for Debate Wednesday. Who will win Super Bowl LVII? If you want to call into the show, number to the show is 516-418-5906. Again, 516-418-5906. Feel free to chat up in the chat room. And, of course, join in on the debate by putting in hashtag join the debate. So with that, let's first get started here on Super Bowl LVII. It's going to be an interesting Super Bowl, most particularly some are talking about the Kelce brothers going up against one another for the very first time in the Super Bowl. First time ever brothers are going up against each other in the Super Bowl. I mean, as I recall, Jim Harbaugh, John Harbaugh, fought against each other back in Super Bowl 47, that time when the lights went out of Super Bowl 47, and the game eventually resumed, but we got to see Jim Harbaugh and John Harbaugh square off against one another. Jason Kelce, Travis Kelce, they may very well not be facing each other, offense versus defense, but they are going up against one another for one prize, which is Super Bowl LVII. This will be Patrick Mahomes' third Super Bowl appearance. In the Super Bowl, he's been 10-3 in playoff games and is looking to win his second Super Bowl in his early career. I would say the pocket has become Patrick Mahomes' friend over time. With him dealing with nagging injuries and the fact that he is not as elusive, not as much of a dual threat quarterback as Jalen Hurts is, Patrick has a lot going for him. When I mentioned that he's been to three Super Bowls, he's 10-3 in the playoffs. He has become more of a friend for Patrick Mahomes. Andy Reid has been on quite a tear for Kansas City ever since he stepped in. They've won multiple division titles. They've been to the Super Bowl many times. I mean, you talk about the experience factor going into this game. The Kansas City Chiefs may very well have the experience factor, although Patrick Mahomes got to play his best scheme. Travis Kelce, he has been relied upon to help the receiving corps. Even when you include Juju Smith-Schuster, Mecole Hardman, who actually was put on IR, the Chiefs are going with Clyde Edwards-Helaire to start in the backfield. And who could blame them? I mean, the goal is definitely to play from the rear end to run the ball more in this game against the Eagles. The Eagles had an up and down season in terms of running the ball, and now look for Clyde, who had an interesting career early on. Now it's faltered a little bit, but I wouldn't be surprised if he were to come out on top, the MVP of this game. And let's just say if the Chiefs go to their secret receiver and possibly Kadarius Toney, I mean, I could see either one of those two having a big game, as well as Travis Kelce. Although Travis Kelce's been picking up most of the load for this season in Kansas City, and the time Patrick Mahomes injured his foot in the playoffs. I mean, that's a big X factor there. How healthy will Patrick Mahomes be heading into the Super Bowl? He is unlike Tom Brady, who had a hand injury in the Super Bowl against the Philadelphia Eagles, which you can, by the way, check out sportscamtv.com. Lately, I've been putting up videos there, as well as youtube.com/user/sportscamtv. Those two sites you can find me talking about Tom Brady, talking the latest on Tom Brady's career and such, looking back after he announced his retirement. Although Tom Brady, he had a hand injury, but one of his finger ligaments per se affected him in the Super Bowl back against the Philadelphia Eagles. And we all remember that time that the Pats tried to do a flea flicker and throw it to Tom Brady. That was pretty odd. But Tom, and now Patrick, you know, Patrick is dealing with a possible foot injury that has come back to haunt him, not only in the Super Bowl now, but this year's playoffs and last year's playoffs. He's been working through foot injury to ankle injury. He's going to have to play his best, as he did against Cincinnati, and hope he can come away with a big game. The offensive line is going to have to be very protective and stop an Eagles D-line who has been rock solid this year. The Eagles D-line, they've had Josh Sweat step up, Brandon Graham step up, Fletcher Cox with 7 sacks for the year step up. I mean, talk about a lethal Eagles defense. I'd say probably a better defense than the Kansas City Chiefs. The Eagles defense almost came away with a sack record, total sack record of the 80s Bears. Bears had 72 sacks, while the Eagles had 68 sacks this season this year. And you talk about how good the defense has been, except for their rush defense has had some up and down moments here this year. Jordan Davis is going to have to provide a real good game, as well as Ndamukong Suh is going to have to earn his payday in this game, earn his pay grade, and as well as several other D linemen. Usually Eagles have a rotation of D linemen that switch in and out, and they're going to have to play accordingly to the playbook and play outstanding D in order to win this game. Did I forget that the Eagles have had some solid play out of their linebackers this year, when you include T.J. Edwards. T.J. Edwards with one of the most tackles on the team. He himself is going to have to prove why he was one of the main leaders in sacks this year, or not sacks, tackles for the Philadelphia Eagles. TJ Edwards, Kaiser White, Hassan Reddick. No, Hassan Reddick I did not mention, had a really, really good second half of the year for the Philadelphia Eagles. He really came alive in the second half and proved just why Howie Roseman took a chance on him in free agency. The Camden, New Jersey native who grew up an Eagles fan. And it's going back to Arizona, in fact. He was drafted an Arizona Cardinal prior to the Eagles selecting very well Hassan Reddick at the time. Now he's going back to Arizona where the Super Bowl will take place. I think it's Glendale, Arizona. The Super Bowl is taking place this year, the site of the Arizona Cardinals. It's the home of the Arizona Cardinals. In fact, I was watching First Take this morning, believe it or not, and caught the Arizona cheerleaders and Arizona Cardinals mascot just rooting on whomever, the Eagles or Chiefs, and so yeah, that's definitely interesting. That's going to be in Arizona, so I believe that they'll be indoors this year, and it should be a good football game in store from a temperature standpoint. Although, looking into Hassan Reddick, he was one of the main tacklers, one of the main sackers, and he's really come alive. He's become a spark plug as a force in the Eagles' defense. Looking around the Eagles secondary, James Bradbury, he has surprisingly put on a good year. I think many Giant fans did not expect James Bradbury to come over from the New York Giants to the Eagles and have a really, really good season. Probably one of his best season this year throughout his whole entire career. I mean, James Bradbury knows what's up and knows that this Eagles defense has what it takes to win a Super Bowl. Darius Slay, who was selected to the Pro Bowl this past year, and it's not his only Pro Bowl selection. He at his age has managed to stay relevant and play terrific football. The main cog of the secondary has to be C.J. Gardner-Johnson. C.J. Gardner-Johnson, someone who will probably be sticking on Travis Kelce for most of the game. I expect if C.J. Gardner-Johnson can stick Travis Kelce pretty well, which I expect, then I could see the Eagles having an easy day if C.J. Gardner-Johnson were to give the Eagles defense an easy day. But like I said, if you want to call into the show, number to the show is 516-418-5906. Again, 516-418-5906. Getting on the debate by chatting it up in the chat room and putting in hashtag join the debate on Twitter or any social media platform. So that wraps up the Eagles' defense versus the Chiefs' offense. Now time to discuss the Chiefs' defense versus the Eagles' offense. First off, the Chiefs' defense is top 10 yards per play in the league, and have a really good pass rush. Their pass rush is up there in terms of hurries, sacks. Their pass rush led by Chris Jones is one of the best, even though I think Chris Jones is not on the level of Jason Kelce. He's just not. He's just, and same goes for Lane Johnson. You expect maybe Leonard Dickerson, but no, Chris, expect Chris Jones to give the Eagles a little tough time running the ball, as you could expect Chris Jones to give Jason Kelce a hard time at leading some Russian schemes or rushing schemes in which the Chiefs are pat down on. Especially the screen game, I could see Chris Jones being an unstoppable force at times and leading the Chiefs defense throughout this game. Usually Miles Sanders likes to run the ball a lot with Jason Kelce and Jalen Hurts. And if Chris Jones is going to give the Eagles any tough time, it's going to be when the Eagles decide to run the ball or do a read option with Jalen Hurts and Miles Sanders. It may very well affect this whole entire game if Chris Jones can come away on top. But like I said, he's definitely not on Jason Kelce's level. Jason Kelce, I think, is going to have to be the star of this game if the Eagles are going to win out all the way. Jalen Hurts is going to have to deal with some press coverage from the Chiefs. The Chiefs, known for their press coverage. It's going to give Devontae Smith, I believe, a hard time. Devontae Smith is going to have to deal with some press coverage and hope A.J. Brown and Dallas Goedert can do some wonders. But here's the thing about Dallas Goedert and A.J. Brown. I mean, they're two oversized talent that are more talented than Juju Smith-Schuster or even Travis Kelce. I mean, I've been saying it for a while now. I think Dallas Goedert has emerged as one of the best tight ends in the league as of late. And could very well see this game going the distance between two of these offenses, the Chiefs and Eagles. I think it's very well possible A.J. Brown is going to get the majority of reps, targets. I'd say Willie Gay of the Chiefs throughout this playoffs, throughout some of the season, he's proved to me that he's one of the better Kansas City players to keep an eye out for. Really, it all comes down to, I believe, A.J. Brown, Patrick Mahomes. I think if A.J. Brown can have a really good day, there's no reason not to believe the Eagles can win this game. But if the Chiefs are going to have any chance at winning, it's going to start with Patrick Mahomes. And like we saw with Cincinnati and the game previous to that, If Chad Henne's on the field, you can sure bet that the Chiefs are going to struggle and lose in a game like this. So I have my money on the Eagles. If I had to predict two wins, and actually, yeah, I guess I'll get to the prediction now. If I had to choose who will win, I'm going to go with the Eagles over the Chiefs by a final score of 37-34. I think this is going to be one hell of a game, and it's going to be one hell of a game for Jalen Hurts. I think Jalen is going to redeem himself from his national championship loss. And I think after the Super Bowl, we'll be talking about the Eagles. We'll be talking about the Eagles being a dynasty at this point, because I think they have a lot what it takes to go far and beyond. And not regret the reason Andy Reid walked out of Philadelphia. I think Howie Roseman has been a serviceable GM for many years now, despite the criticisms he's gotten in the past. He has shoved the doubters, and he is, I think, well on his way towards a second Super Bowl championship. Yeah, both teams had nice things to say about one another during their opening media event. Andy Reid credited Jalen Hurts, Fletcher Cox, just to name a few, in his press conference, opening press conference. Andy Reid, familiar with Fletcher Cox, but not so familiar with Jalen Hurts. What am I saying? He's familiar with him on game day, but not so familiar with him as Andy Reid has never coached Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts has been talking about looking back upon quarterbacks such as Rodney Peete, Don McNabb, Michael Vick, and want to be the best quarterback possible. Nick Sirianni compared him to a Michael Jordan, not based off the fact that he's like a god in a way, but just based off his work ethic alone. Jalen Hurts just tries to be the best quarterback he can be, and tries as humbly as he is, tries to be the best quarterback in the league. And there's definitely talk right now that Jalen Hurts is arguably the best quarterback, if not one of the best quarterbacks in the NFC going right now. So it's going to be a really interesting game. Really, really interesting game. This is two African-American quarterbacks going up once against one another. I thought it was silly the other day when Dan Orlovsky put Patrick Mahomes second to Tom Brady and best quarterbacks of all time. If you look back, I think I mentioned Peyton Manning, maybe Aaron Rodgers, Dan Marino, John Elway up there. It's just hardly impossible to believe this early on in Patrick Mahomes' career. He is arguably the second best quarterback to Tom Brady ever. I think Pat still has things to work on as he moves forward in the league. And high expectations for the Chiefs. They're just going to get themselves knocked down upon. I mean, it is very well high expectations for the Chiefs. And both of those teams have very good special teams. Jake Elliott being an Eagle for many years now, since he's one of the longest tenured Eagles since the last Super Bowl the Eagles took place in, I guess, the New England Patriots. He's been around for a while. And you got Harrison Butker, who is also a really good kicker. And the depth is definitely there for both teams. The motivation, drive, passion, you name it, is there for both teams. It should be a really good Super Bowl, entertaining Super Bowl. I'm going to have a Super Bowl watch along on YouTube.com/user/SportsCamTV Live starting at 5:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for pregame coverage, followed by the actual watch along coverage. I'll be doing commentary while I watch the game with you guys. I won't be airing necessarily the stream, the Super Bowl, but I will be doing play-by-play commentary and doing my analysis on the games if you guys want to tune in to that. It's youtube.com/user/SportsCamTV. So, Rihanna's performing at halftime. Got some amazing commercials probably, and look forward to seeing my Philadelphia Eagles reigning supreme. Peace out, guys.